This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. An investigation by the Anchorage Daily News and ProPublica found that law enforcement agencies in Alaska have routinely failed to comply with a state law requiring the collection of DNA from some criminal offenders. The DNA is supposed to go into a database that can help police connect offenders to unsolved crimes, including rape and murder. But according to the ADN's reporting, that's not what's happening. Anchorage Daily News reporter Kyle Hopkins spoke with Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove about the story.
Kyle, first of all, what is this? Who's supposed to get their DNA collected and why?
Well, the law is really broad in Alaska. And by that, I mean it's intended for law enforcement and jailers to collect DNA from anyone arrested for a crime against a person, which it's, of course, sexual assault and murder. But it's also robbery, you know, simple assault, things like domestic violence assault, even misdemeanors, which is a really common charge. And back in 2007, the legislature added some language to the law that it already said that if you were convicted of certain crimes, you'd have your DNA collected. But our law says that when you're arrested for those crimes, you're also supposed to have a swab of DNA taken, you know, just that Q-tip in the mouth type of swab. And so it's really broad. It really should be applying to lots of arrests.
So before we sort of quantify this issue, there's this really unsettling example of what happens, at least in this one case, when the DNA collection doesn't occur. So tell me about Alfonso Mosley.
In 2009, there was a sexual assault where, you know, a rape kit was taken, evidence was collected, and it had DNA that at the time was unknown. That's the thing about the rape kits, is that they have DNA evidence of a suspect, but you also have to be able to figure out who that suspect is. And so you can test all the kits, but if you don't have a database full of the identities of offenders, then what are you going to match it against? And so what had happened was, you know, in 2009 and then again in 2012, DNA had been collected from sexual assault victims. It ended up matching Mosley, but nobody knew it at the time, even though Mosley had been in and out of jail and he was being arrested on things like domestic violence where his DNA should have been collected. So you have someone who could have been flagged or determined as the suspect years earlier if everyone had kind of followed the law, which is already on the books. And instead, he remained free for another like 8 years. And according to the charges, committed, you know, multiple additional sexual assaults in Anchorage.
How do we quantify this, though? I mean, how has the DNA collection gone since this law was passed?
Well, we don't know how many samples have been missed. Some other states do. The most surprising thing to me about this, you know, reporting this story is that it's not an Alaska problem. It's really a national problem. I think everyone has gotten used to hearing about untested rape kits and backlogs of rape kits. And I think what you're going to see in the next year or two is you're going to see a lot more stories about the other side of the coin, which is, well, what about all the uncollected DNA from offenders? Tennessee, for example, they've estimated 76,000 missing samples. Washington State has estimated they've missed tens of thousands of samples. It's not a stretch to think that there's probably thousands of missed samples in Alaska, although we don't know, and the state says that they're going to try and quantify that. But, you know, I asked every police department I could, like, hey, do you collect DNA upon arrest? And some of them said, no, we don't. That's not our job, right? Contrary to state law, they just said it wasn't their job. Like, in one case, I literally had to send like the law to somebody to say, no, it's right here. You know, that's a law in the books. You're supposed to do that. They said, well, no, nah, that seems like that's the Department of Public Safety supposed to do that. But there are some police departments that do it, and they recognize it, that it's part of their responsibilities. But they've only done it for a few years. And I think that might be because about 3 years ago, the Department of Law sent out a pretty alarming email to every police department saying, hey, you know, we're missing people. People are slipping through the cracks when they're booked into jail upon arrest. Can you help us? Can you help us collect this DNA? And that was like late 2017. So it's really been something the state has known about for some time.
Well, that was Anchorage Daily News reporter Kyle Hopkins talking about a story in conjunction with ProPublica. You can read the full story at ADN.com. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
That was Kyle Hopkins talking with Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove. For KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.
KNBA News is made possible with support from listeners like you. You can download the podcast and become a sustaining member today by going to KNBA.org.